the false doctrine of the transition of the immortal soul. We already established that only God is immortal, and that man only becomes immortal through the gospel of Jesus Christ. All other notions arise from external pagan sources or from the vanity and arrogance of men who teach the Bible instead of letting the Bible teach them. It is commonly taught and believed among Christians today that when people die, they instantaneously transition from one plane of existence to another. They, or their souls, there is no practical difference. It is the individual conscious part of man that we are dealing with, the them. They do not call this event a resurrection. That would make it an obvious heresy. So they don't call it anything. To them, it is merely the natural progression of the immortal soul. They believe that when you die, you do not die, but you continue to explore a conscious world, the afterlife. This is an apt name because an afterlife is not death, just as eternal conscious torment is not death either. If words are going to be useful, they have to adhere to their meaning. In this doctrine, they have adopted a system of beliefs about death in which the dead souls rise to heaven from death in a way which does not conform to the image of Christ's resurrection. Unlike Christ, who waited in the grave till the third day, these rise from death immediately. On the day of resurrection, John 20, verse 17, Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father." He had not yet ascended. But according to the popular heresy, when you die, you immediately ascend. This unlabeled transition is really a form of resurrection, not a bodily resurrection, but a resurrection of the consciousness and being of the individual. It is not that they all reject the idea of resurrecting bodily. Many accept this idea, but at the same time, most descriptions of this alternate state do not represent it as being a disembodied experience or state. They expect to have a body, and so they accept another contradiction. They believe that the dead have not risen bodily, but have already received a celestial body with which they enjoy heaven. A celestial body is the promised reward of the resurrection. To obtain such a body prior to the resurrection renders the whole argument that this heresy is not a resurrection a circular farce. They have incorporated into the Christian idea of bodily resurrection notions inspired by paganism, that those who have died, or as Paul calls them, they that sleep in Jesus, have even now gone into heaven in a spiritual form or body, and are going to come down from heaven to retrieve their bodies. But if they have been enjoying heaven for all this time in spiritual bodies, what do they want with their moldering old skeletons anyways? Why do they come down from heaven to retrieve their mortal forms?